Let us again start from the beginning of the Baraisa and Aftes and Medal of Tana Rabbonon. Shloisha Drachim Shavagiti Noshim L'Shechure Avodim Shavu L'Moylech L'Mevi Yisei B'Fonei Nichta V'Chol Getshe Shavai Tkusi Posel. Every star that is Chosem Olov and Tkusi is Posel Chutz Migitei Noshim V'Shechure Avodim וכל השטוריס האוילים בערכוי של עבדי כחובים, אף על פי שחסמם עבדי כחובים קשרים, חוץ מגיטי נושם בשחור היעבוד. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says on דף תסמת בי, האוילים בערכוי של עבדי כחובים, שנעשו השטוריס על ידי בזן של עבדי כחובים. The star was made with a bezen of עבדי כחובים, שחסמיים חסמין שבסייחוי הגויים, עבדי כחובים, שירם. דינא דמלכוסא דינא. Because דינא דמלכוסא is a din, and that is why we had mentioned yesterday, Rashi is bringing down the first teres on the Gemara of Yudam at Beis. The Gemara asks Akashe, Bishloi mashtal mechel, that's a shtaraye. So we can assume that a mechel was done a yidei kesef. Loi mori nafshayu. Mistomadis arkois will not say a sheker. But a shtar matone, it's a chasve b'yalme. So how could a shtar matone help if it was made through arkois? So the Gemara says, dine de malchus adine. So that's lacher b'shat and Rashi. Ksheirim de dine de malchus adine. Va'afal pi shanoisim ha-mekabu Yisraelim heim. But al kaponim al staloch of dina the malchus adina, this transaction will work even by yid. Chutz megit enoshim the lav nekrisis ninu, but by get it will not help for them to chasme oil v'loy shaychi b'teiras gitin the kedushin, because then at shaychi b'teiras gitin the kedushin. And then let's again skip v'chein shichar avodim. The chalpsura deraisha shall be shichal agatisha de gamrinen lolo. So we had mentioned yesterday the Peiras Yosef. The Peiras Yosef asks that why does Rashi have to say that for shtar shichal a goy is possible? Because we learn out lolo, just like the reason that a goy is possible by a get le shaychi beteiras gitna kedushin. So it's loy shaychi b'shicho. A goy cannot possess an ebed knani. An ebed knani is gufay konui. We learn that from a posik, atem koinim mehem. A yid can purchase an ebed knani. Veheim einem koinim mikem. Veheim einem koinim zemizeh. So the whole musig of a shtar shicho is not applicable by a goy can have. So just like Rashi says, Leishaychi b'teiras gitten, a kedushin, so she say, Leishaychi b'teiras shichel. Why do you need the lolo meisha? So the Peirush Yosef explains, Bemison, that what Rashi says, Leishaychi b'teiras gitten v'kedushin, and Bemison Rashi later says it peferish, the Bemison is Adrosha Vikosa Venosan. Misha Yeshnoi Bechlal Nesine, Yeshnoi Bechlal Ksive. That means a person who can give a get to his wife, he can write a get. So Bemison is Adrosha, it's not a svore. Since he's alav bargerishin, so he can't be an aid on a get. It's a drosha. Because of the nosan, mishi yesh loy bechlal nesine, yesh loy bechlal kside. So this drosha is written by get. By shtar shicha, I don't have such a drosha. So memele, so a goy should be good for a shtar shicha. That's what Rashi is to say. We'll learn out lo lo meisha. But all the psulim that apply by get apply by shtar shicha. So we have also the same drosha by shtar shicha because of an osam. A person who is able to be mishacher is able to be an aid on the shtar. Now, before before we say pshat in the few words in the middle, what we conveniently skipped over, to avoid problems, I'd like to mention one thing. We had mentioned yesterday that the Ktois and Emerson Taisus and Baba Kama Daf Peches and the Taisus Arosh by us, they're all Medayik from Rashi. If Rashi has to find a drash to passel a goy to be an Eidan Aget, so why didn't Rashi say Poshit? A goy is passel Eidis. So by Stois Rashi holds like the Sefer HaChochmeh. We had mentioned yesterday that Agos Oshri brings down, and the guy is kosher laidis. So Mamela Sarashi had a problem. So why a guy is kosher laidis? So why is he possible for a get? So that's a Rashi in his head, but it's a drash because of Benosa. That's we had mentioned yesterday. So by Emerson, we have to understand there's a Muridike problem. And the Gemara and Daf Yudam at Beis, which we had learned yesterday, the Gemara Daf Yudam at Beis asks Akasha Bishleim by Ashtar Mecher, which is Ashtar Raya, is good, why Akois are good? That Lemari Navshayu, so they're good, they're telling the truth, it's good, but the Gemara asks by Ashtar Maton, it's a Chaspa Be'alme. Is Kan Shoyel Aben, why is it a Chaspa Be'alme? If the Kosher Aedim, why is it a chasper balme? The Gemara and Daf Yudam at Beis is Amur de Kekashe and Rashi in the Sefer HaChochman, all those Rishonim who hold that a goy is kosher ladies. So the Ktzoi says, the Ktzoi and Simin Samachesiv Kotn Aleph says, that what the Gemara Nemzon for Dover Poshet, that a goy cannot make a shtar kinyan. He says the reason is because a goy doesn't have kinyan shtar. That means shtar, a karke is nikne b'shtar. This kinyan was only said by Yidin. It was said in Yirmiyeh, it's only by Yidin that the karkois are nikne. But a goy doesn't have kinyan shtar, period. He's kind of b'kesef, he's not kind of with shtar. So the Ktzoi says, so since a goy is mufke from kinyan shtar, so Yizichi can't make a shtar. He should make a person who's mufke from kinyan shtar. A shtar doesn't help for him. He's mufke from kinyan shtar. He can't make a shtar. So even though he's a kosher eid, but it's he can't make a kinyan shtar, as Isaac the Ktzoi. The fact the Gemara is a chaspa ba'alme. So lechayre, we have to understand. We just said a few minutes ago that when it comes to get, so there we said you need a drosha, v'kosa, v'nosan, mishi yeshne bechlal nesine, yeshne bechlal tzive, and by shtar shichel that we don't have this drash, we have to learn ad lo meisha. So it's not so poshut. That a goy can't make a get. It's not so poshut. A goy can't make a shtar shichel, even though he's a lav bar gerishin, he's a lav bar shichel. So here, all of a sudden, the Ktzoi says that a goy can't make a shtar kinyan because he's a lav bar shtar kinyan. Now, dachstach me, I saw others ask this kash on the Ktzoi, but dachstach me, the kash is bechlal not shver because the pshat is azoy. That what a goy can't give a get is not, the reason is because he doesn't have a wife. He's a lav bar kedushin, he doesn't have a wife. So he doesn't have a wife, which a lochidika wife, so there's no gittin by him. Not that he's mufke from gittin. No pshat is he doesn't have a wife to give a get. That what he can't give a shtar shichur is because he doesn't possess an evaknani. That means that what he's a lav bar shichur, that's what he's a lav bar gerishin. I don't have a posik that says that he can't make gerishin himself. I don't have a posik that says he can't make shichur himself. No, bepoil, he can never possess an evaknani. So Lebaisi he can never be Meshach a Nevekanani because he can't possess a Nevekanani. He's never married to a wife. There's no issues by a goy that's an Indian of Gavishan. He doesn't have a wife, so he can't give a get. But I don't have any place that he's moved from Gavishan. It's Bepoyel. He's a love bar Gavishan because he doesn't have a wife. That's a bas Gavishan. He doesn't have an Eved. That's a Ben Shichu. So Memele, here we have to come to Droshes, Obovekosa Venosa. Whoever gives Gitten, he can be an Eidan again. Elamaisi, he can't give a get, this guy. Whatever the reason is, even the reason is because there's no Hechetimtze for him to give a get, but Elamaisi, he's not a Baal Venosa, he's not a Venosa, so he's not a Vekosa. So Memele, that's why you need Droshes. But the Ktzais is saying a different word. The Ktzais is saying, a guy is a bar kinyonim, he can make kinyon kesef, and as a beferish in me, it shtar doesn't work by him. As a beferish in me, that kinyon, he's mufke from kinyon shtar. That the Ktzais holds, if this person surpassed a shtar, you could make a shtar, a yid could write a shtar, it won't work by a guy. So that the Ktzais holds me svore, if a person is mufke from kinyon shtar, so this person is not bekoyach to make a shtar. That is what the Ktzais held. And that's what Reb Pshat in the Gemara on Daf Yud Amid Beis. Okay, now we have to understand Pshat in the three words we had skipped over. Now, I'd like to mention Tupshotim and what Rashi in the middle of this Rashi comes in, Aval al adinim nitztavu b'nei noyach. What is Rashi saying over here? What does Rashi want to tell us? In Chedushei Rab Reuven, he wants to say Pshat as follows. Bemison, he brings down this is in Seif Simen Yud Gimel, Chedushei Rab Reuven on Masechtas Gittin, he brings down a Tshuvas Chsam Sofer, Sofer Rechaim, this is the last Tshuva of Chsam Sofer Rechaim. Just want to mention words, what the Chassam Sofer says. She'iker hadin, the mishpatei hamaluche, the iker din, that there's a maluche, a malchus, a government, has koyach, letikum hamadine, hum mishum daladinim nitztavu gam b'nei noyach. V'zeh hoyo gam koydem matn teire. I mean, since that one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach is dinim, so out this mitzvah of dinim, there is a koyach that the malchus has in order to make laws letikon hamadine. That since al adinim nitztavu b'nei noyach, so Rab Reuven feels it. Or else there wouldn't be a din of din of the Malchus Adina. What's a din of the Malchus Adina? I mean, we have here a case that Reuven was makna karka to Shimon, with the hakno was with a document that was signed by two Irishmen, and the Shimon's, and Reuven can have charote din of the Malchus Adina. Well, I mean, there was no shtar, there was no kesef, there was nothing. So why does it belong to Shimon? So, we're saying, but dinim machus adine has a makayr. Ala dinim nitztavu b'nei noyach. So, in dinim, we have this haloche that everything that's negeya, the niyu gamadine, the tikkun amadine, they have a koyach to create dinim. That's ala dinim nitztavu b'nei noyach. That is their koyach. That's the mishpatei hamaluche that a malchus has, a goyish a malchus. So Memele, so therefore it's a Maisekinyan, that's a din dinah de Malchus Adina. So the Makayr of Dinah Malchus Adina stams al the. So one way we can learn Shat and Rashi is as follows. Rashi says, Ksheirim. Let's learn again Rashi. Ksheirim. the din in the malchus the din. Ba'af al pi shenayis makabi Yisrael din in the malchus the din. So, but let us just appreciate what are we saying that even though meikar hadin the shtar is a chaspe ba'alme, that means halachically al pi toire it's a chaspe ba'alme, it doesn't work. But dina malchus adina. The malchus says it's a document that creates kinyonim. Dina the malchus adina. Chutz megitay noshim, the lam nekrisis nino. Ayub l'shachem says gitna kedusha. So Rashi had a kasha. By a shtar kinyon also, the lam nekinyon shtar nino. But the law of the land is the law. Dina the malchus adina. So Memele, why when it comes to Ashtar Kinyan, I don't look at Hilchus HaTorah, that a goy is allowed by Ashtar. In fact, halachic, Alpi HaTorah can make Ashtar Kinyan, but Dine the Malchus Adine. So if Dine the Malchus Adine, so let's be consistent. They say this is a divorce. It's a divorce, a legal divorce. Where do you know to draw the line? That Dina de Malchus Adina helps by a shtar kinyin, and Dina de Malchus Adina does not help. And again, Dina de Malchus Adina means it overrides Hilchus HaTorah. So when it comes to get, I tell you what drosha. And when it comes to a shtar kinyin, I forget about the drosha, and I say Dina de Malchus Adina. So Rashi says, no, Avol. So Rashi says, Avol ala dinim nitzavu b'nei noyach. Rashi says, by dinim, the koyach of dini de malchus adine comes from ala dinim nitzavu b'nei noyach. So everything which is noygeya, the niyu gamedine in kinyonim, and there they have a koyach take to override gidrei Torah. That means even though al pi gidrei Torah it's a posel l'shtar, but dini de malchus adinim avol ala dinim nitzavu b'nei noyach. So there's a new factor which can make kinyonim, even though al pi dinei Torah cannot make kinyonim. But when it comes to issa v'heta, when it comes to Geirishin, so there is no din of dinah the malchus adinah. That means Rashi is giving a reason why dinah the malchus adinah can only apply by shtar kinyan and cannot apply by get. Theoretically, both are posel min haTorah, and by shtar kinyan, dinah the malchus adinah overrides the din Torah. And by a get, it does not override the din Torah. So Rashi says, because there is aval adinim mitztavu b'nei noich, they were given this koyach for dinim. They were not given a koyach and issa v'heta. That's how Rabbi Reuven learns pshat in this Rashi. There's another way to learn pshat in this Rashi, and it seems the Tosfos HaRosh learned a different way pshat in Rashi. The Tosfos HaRosh says as follows. I'd just like to say over a little bit, the Tosfos says come out like the Tosfos HaRosh, but he says it a little better, a little clearer, so we could understand. He says like this, V'chol hashtoris ha'olim ba'akoy shel akum, all shtoris, shtaraye, shtarkinyen, min ha'toyre psulim, they're all puzzle. Afilo oisam she'enem oimdim elo l'raye. Afilu it's on the Oymed L'Rai, it's also Posel Min HaTorah. The Psulim Leidis, the Posel Leidis, the Agoyis Posel Leidis, and the Somemela, this whole thing of Arkois, Sai by Ashtaraya, Sai by Ashtar Kinyan, it's Gonish Med Gonish. Elo. Shechachomim Heminu Oysam, the Chachomim relied on these documents that were given out by the Arkois, Shum takonis hashuk, sh'anu tzrichem lisa v'litein b'shtori seyem. That means we're living in Golis, we're under the government, and Memele, so these are the laws of the land, that this is a kinya. We have to live with these shtoris. We can't not be goyres them. So za takonis darabonim, al takonis hashuk, sh'anu tzrichem lisa v'litein b'shtori seyem. That means lemaise the biker adin. It's not a shtarai. It's halachically it's not a shtarai. But They made it Al Takonis Ashuk, we rely on them, taking into consideration that Lemari Navshayu, Mustamid, these are respectable judges, and we can rely that Lemaisa, no Avla is being done. Udaloi Kepeirish Rashi, so I'm Sukhtatayse Rosh, this is not like Rashi. That Rashi says, Sha'af al Pisha Chosmeim Goyim, Ksheirim, Mishum Shenitztavu al Adinim, Mash Mesheroitze Lachshiron Bishar Shtoreis Minatoire. So Weistais Rashi wants to be Machshir Shar Shtoreis Minatoire. So Al Koponim, before we say Pshat and Rashi, it seems that the Tosfos HaRosh learned Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi is giving an explanation why Shar Shtoris Shtaraye, Shtakinyin, Rashi said already, Dine the Machus Adine, that Rashi said. Get is no good. And now Rashi all of a sudden had a problem, but why is Shar Shtoris good? Minatoire, why Shar Shtoris good? And that Rashi is giving a reason, Daladinim Nitztavu B'nei Noir. So we have to understand, we have here problems. What is the flow of Rashi? So that's the flow of Rashi is the Chassam Sofer says in Rashi, he says a vote, and with the flow of Rashi would be very good. The Chassam Sofer says, and by Ashtar Raya, the Mekor of Ashtar Raya is a posik in Yirmiya. It says, Es ha-chosum ve-es ha-goloi. The Gemara Darshan's chosum is the Eidach Sime, that's a Raya, and Goloi is a henpik that Bezin writes to say that it's a kosher chasimim. Zot Chassam Sofer, there'd be a mokim to say, we have es hachosum ve es hagoli. Kol mi she yeshnoi bechlal goli, yeshnoi bechlal chosum. Kol mi she einoi bechlal goli, einoi bechlal chosum. That means as follows. A henpik is a document from Bezin that tells us that it's a good chsime. That's goli. That's a hempik from Bezin. If by goyim there would not be a musig of Bezin, there wouldn't be a musig of goli. So I would make a drosha, kol mi she yeshnei bechlal chosum, kol mi she yeshnei bechlal goli, yeshnei bechlal chosum. Whoever is a bar Bezin, that they can make a henpik, they can chasman a shtar also. So memele, so now the flow of Rashi is beautiful. Rashi holds that goyim akosha leidus minatayra. So now Rashi had to start explaining, so why are they possible for get ishe? So Rashi says, alavane krisis, and we mentioned that means, because it's a drosha. Rashi later brings down the drasha. V'kosav, v'nosan, kol mi sheyeshne b'chlal nesine, yeshne b'chlal ksive. So before Rashi wants to go further, so Rashi says, oh, so it comes out even though the kosher leidus, but there's drasha lach. And that's why, kol mi sheyeshne b'chlal nesine, yeshne b'chlal ksive. I have another drasha. Chassam Sofer brings another drasha. Es ha-chosum ve-es ha-goloi. Kol mi sheyeshnei bechlal goli, yeshnei bechlal chosum. So let a shtaraya also be possible. The Gemara and Rav Yudam Beis understood why a shtaraya is good. So Rashi's avol aladinim nitztavu bnei noich. They have a koyach bezdin. Since aladinim nitztavu bnei noich, so they have a koyach of a court of a bezdin to make a henpik. The henpik is a Torah's henpik. So memele, so here I don't have a miyut. That's why Ashtaraya is good. So that means Rashi is coming, Rashi right after the drash, that Rashi was mechadish this, even though the kosheridis put his drashes that can pass a goy, so Rashi all of a sudden got stuck. So before we go further, so why is Ashtaraya good minatoire, which Rashi also is good minatoire. I also have a drash. Kol mi sheyeshnei bechlal goli, yeshnei bechlal chosum. So that's what Rashi says. No, I got news for you. אבל על הדינים נצטבו בני נוח. So they are בכלל גולוי. So my mail is בכלל חוסו. And by Emerson we see the seems that Tosfos HaRosh understood this is Pshat Rashi. Because he says, Rashi says, שאבו בישחס מהם גויים, כשאירים משום שנצטבו על הדינים, משמרוי צלח שירם בשאר שטורס מן התוירים. But so that's how the Tosfos HaRosh understood Pshat and Rashi. The Rashi now came to explain why a goy is good for a shtaraya. Mipnei shaladinim nitztavu b'nei noyach. And that's involved, state in Chsam Sefer, this beer. Now let us see Tosfos. Af al pi shechais meyim oivdei kechavim, ksheirim chutz migitei noshim. Ba'oimari, now there is going to say a multitude of reasons why a get with goyim chsumim olav is possible. Ba'oimari, dechais meyim oivdei kechavim yesh livsoil, af al pi shekosva Yisrael, even though, let's say, the ksiva was Aida Yisrael, the Lavnei Krisis Nino, Kedemrina Lakamo. Voi, the Bina Lishma, Tam number two, it has to be written Lishma. Voi, Vit Kechob Madaita, the Navshika of it. He doesn't write Lishma, he writes what he's thinking about. Sepastat Oimed Al Gabov, he has a mind of his own, Kedemrina Mesoyperin Beis. Voi, reason number three, the Lavnei Shlichis Nino, that a goy can be a shliach, then shliach is levet kechovim. And now Taisus says, amoyra di kechidish, which Taisus later says, not like this, umide ba'inon, sheyoyma l'soifa lichtoiv, v'leidem chasumu. The halacha is that the husband has to tell the soifa right to get, he has to tell the eidem chasman to get, so Taisus says, why do we need this halacha? So why do you have to tell them? By telling them, I'm making them a shliach and the ksiv and the ksime. Taisus writes that for Bezim and Bezim Klo, you don't need shliches, and the reason, and Taisus and Erevin, that you'd give them a lot, the Taisus Shonim and Erevin also says you don't need shliches. But Kaponim, this Taisus wants to, seems to put all possible reasons why goyim apostle here. This thesis holds that you do need shliches, that the sofer and the eidim have to be shluchim of the baal. He says it would seem theoretically that v'kosavlo, just understand verta, v'kosavlo sofer krisis means that the baal should write the sofer krisis. That's v'kosav. When the Baal writes, Biksav Yoda, you have a Biru, you have Eidim, you have Ein Lachach Sima Gedele Mizu, you have everything already. And that's Pashte Dikra. So if that would a Seifer help, that would a Eidim help. So with a Seifer and Eidim, we're duplicating the Vikosa, what the Torah meant that the Baal should write. So they have to be Shluchi HaBaal. That's how our Taisu seem to learn. Va'oit, and then Taisu says, the Psulam La'idis. The apostle Aides. Ba'afilu la'rab meya, afilu according to Rab Meir, le'hava boy le'mifsel eved la'Aides. There's a Rab Meir in Babakame that wanted to say that an eved is kosher la'Aides, b'shum d'chsiv sheker ono ba'ochid. So Vaistais, the Aid has to be considered a brother of a Yid. The eved ochiv hu b'mitzvah. So he says that an eved is called ochiv b'mitzvah. So therefore, Sheka on the ba'ochiv, so the aid is an ochiv to the nidden. So you see, he has to be an ochiv. So an eved is an ochiv b'mitzvahs. Both of them are chay b'mitzvahs. Avol oivet kechovim v'lav ochiv hu pshitet apostle. So he's not an ochiv b'mitzvahs. So he's zich apostle. So the sefer HaChochma was looking for mekayres to pasul. There's no psul. I mean, the we have a possible psul of ochiv. You have to be ochiv. A goy is not ochiv. Yeah. Bekivin. Pshitid the possum. So it's about to give us possum. Bekivin the labne edis ninu. Everything is possible. because there's no Eidus whatsoever. Al takante de rabbonon hu heiche de kimlon besadusayu shu emes lemari nafshayu. So takante de rabbonon, that means so the whole mission before the Gemara makes a diik of the kol means afilo shtar matone. The whole mission is not oiskal napitayre because the apostle Eidus. In mikomoking shtar matone koma lekamon de chaspe baalmu. On Shtar Matone, the Gemara asked Kachas Bebalme. He says, it means the Gemara understood Shtar Raya, it's a Takone de Rabbono, we rely on this. But a Shtar Matone is a Chas Bebalme. I forgot the Kimlon, the Kush to come, even though they're saying the truth. Mishum da Rayen kan Shtar. I mean, there's no Shtar, so if there's no Edom, there's no Shtar. So Memele, so the Mleses is a Chas Bebalme. Later the Gemara wants to say that this Parais is speaking about was Eidim Mesire, Kosher Eidim Mesire, Heche de Kosva Yisrael, Le Mipsel Ela Mitam Ezuyif Mitoichai. So it's speaking about that it's Kosva Yisrael, so it's according to Rabbi Lezer, it's a Kosher Eged Minatayre, so it's Apostle Otz Mezuyif Mitoichai, because he's the Apostle Eid. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Vochedibrei Rameyer Barbo. Now, according to Rameyer, there are four instances that Gittin Noshim are similar to Shechurei Abod. What are the four cases? The fourth case, Ha'imah 10 gets Elishti. A person said 10 gets Elishti. He gives a get to someone. He should be Zeiche for his wife. Ushtashicha zela abdi. And the bizaycha ushtashicha from my ebed. Rotza lachzer bishneyem yachzer. If he wants, he could be chayzer from both. Divrei rameya. That means that we have, even though we have a klal, that zochin lo odom shaloi befonov. That a person, let's say, you'll see a dover hefka, I see a dover hefka in the street, I can pick it up with an intent to bizaycha for beryl. Beryl is kaine, even though Beryl did not make me a shliach, but is a din zochel adam shlei befanav. So memele, so if a shtar shichel and a get would be a schus, so even though the eved is unaware of it, even though the ish is unaware of it, but they would already become pashtus miskareshes. And ishtacher al zochel adam shlei befanav. So Rameya says, but the reason that this doesn't occur is because it's not a schus, it's a chayv for a woman to become this garish. It's a chayv for Eved to become the shtacher. It's a beautiful life that the Eved has, als Eved. Zilalei, pritzalei, he's not bound to so many aloches, whatever he wants he can do. And he's muta b'shifche, he has a fine life. So Memele, so it's not a schus for him to become a meshucha. So Memele, so there's no din zochen lo adam. So therefore, the adam can be chayza. So Memele, so this is the fourth case that the chachamim hold, not like that. The chachamim hold that it's a schus to become a meshucha. So shichel and get are not similar by a case of schiye, because shichel is a schus and get is a chayvim. Let us see what Rashi says. Rotza habal lachza b'shneim koydim shenosne hashliach yachza. The kesova Rameya holds hefsid v'chayvim lo'ison shenishlechu lehem. This is a hefsid v'chayv. Be'in chovin la'odom ela befonov. Can only be chav a person, only midaitoi, kloima, in odom nasa shliach, la'odom, the is nifsad al yodoi elim kenoso hu shliach, unless he made him even shliach. Be'inu ke befonov. Be'rabonim, pligile de rameya be'mas nisen, v'amu de b'shicha, eini yocho lachsa, mishinim saliyad zeh. Va'afal pi shlo yaso eved shliach, mishum de kasavos chusu la eved, שייצא מתחס רבי לחרץ, לצסחוס, וזוכן לודם שלוי בפונו. הנען צדי דנכלי דנהבי אי שלוחי להוכי, ותיכו הנען צדי, that he's happy that he should be his shliach for this, so by ebed eini yochalachsa. So memeles, according to Rameya, there are four things that Shtashicha is similar to get. So the Gemara says like this, but each one, so we have over here, and the Barais it says, b'shloisha drochem. According to Rameya, there's four drochem, there's a minion. So whenever we have a minion, that means here they're similar, and but in another case they're not similar. V'shloim el rabbonon minyon el mutei hoder Rameya. That by 10 shtashichas el ha'avdi, they hold the not similar. In Yochalach Zabebet. El Rameya minyon el mutei mai. According to Rameya, what's the minyan? The three, the similar vices in one case, they're not similar. Lemutei hodesanya. Eidim shen yoidim lachtaim. Eidim who do not know how to chasmen. They don't know how to sign their names. Mekarim lehem niyocholok. So you go and you tear out, we'll see, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what this means. But just let's say just to understand, the goes to the Gemara, Rashi learns pshat, that we make indentations in the get, that they don't know how to write these people. So when Melis make indentations, his name is Shloime ben Yaakov, so we write Shloime ben Yaakov, we make indentations in the get, and then he'll take a pen and he'll follow the indentations. And they fill it up with ink. So Memele, by a get, the Amar Shem Gulim, by Medal Mumbegitinoshim, Abo Shechure Yavodim, Vishakolashtoris, Im Yoidim Likhois Velachtim, if they know how to read and how to sign Chosmin, Bimlav, Im Chosmin, or else there's no Dinchsim, we will not do such an hoge of making indentations for people who, that they should sign the names. In fact, the Gemara, Kriya, Mandachar, Shmei, we just have Im Yoidim Likhais, if we know how to read. Who mentioned reading? Would you mention they don't know how to write? And the Gemara Chsuri Merchseb Hachiktoni. He's missing a few words. Eidim Shein Yoidim Likreis. They don't know how to read. Koyren Lifneim. So you read for them. We want them to be Eidis, but they have to know what it says in the Shtar. So Koyren Lifneim. V'choismen. Then they'll chasmen. Shein Yoidim Lachtoim. Mikaren Lohem. If they don't know how to sign, so then we'll make these indentations for them. Let us see Rashi. Minyone diktoni bishloisha. Is that the miyuti ramei? Mekalam niyocholot. Misartin, we make srites, we make lines. Beroishmin besaken ala niyor eshemis aedim. And they fill it up with ink. Begita inoshim, mishum takonas egunais. Als takonas agunais, shem yirtze zeha megarish leforish biyom. Maybe this person who wants to write again, he wants to go on the yam, who knows when he'll come back. Hoy mesukin shereitzish leitezokek liyovom. So Memele, so and all you have around, he wants to give her a gedlet teivos, or else he's going down the yam. Who knows what's going to happen? Going to Maim Shalom Saif, so we won't know what happened with him. So Memele, so Mishum Takonis Agunis, we bent ourselves backwards. That so even though the only Eidim around are illiterate Eidim, they don't know how to sign either. So he makes this tikkun. Hagavolcha just a shtikol haore. We had learned yesterday that Taisva says, why is a shliach believed to say b'fanai nichtav and b'fanai nechtam? Why do we believe him? So the Gemara says, m'shemiguni kilabar rabona. So Taisva says, so why is a shliach believed by an eved to say b'fanai nichtav? So Taisva says, is also igun, that he should be able to marry a bas chayrin. He should be able to be mekayim mitzvahs. So there's also an igun over here. So it could be in Mekamath, the Rishonim say such a thing, that over there, they were speaking about, we have a shtar that was written already. We have a shtar shichur. We have the potential already to make him a ben chayim. Now, when it comes to giving him over, but maybe he's going to lose, maybe the Baal Otayna Mezuyah, that means we have already the kelim, the tools to make him a ben chayim, but he still might lose out with a Tainina Mezuyah, with a Tain Mezuyah, with a Nirara Mezuyah, some Emele, so that's called an Igon, that means the Shtar Shichur is here already. But if we don't have a Shtar Shichur, Samazi to make a shtar shichur, that was not in, there was no takonas agunas. Takonas agunas is we have already, it could already become, there's a shtar shichur and it's being sent to him and there still might be some obstacles in the way, well, taina mezuyah. That's mishum agunas. It's here already. So he's 3/4 mishucha. So it's an igun to he should lose the opportunity. But here we're talking about there's no shtar shichur, there's nothing. So he's an eved. There's a labayta blayman an eved. I mean, here we won't, we're not making campaigns to be mishachar avodim. So memele, so he can't make a shtar shichur. So zayin azay, kams en leil ben tavoido, there's no union to be mishachar avodim. So, but by an ish, an ebach, there's a shayla vegan, he's going in Medina Sayom, he's going, He's a chayla. So there, they said, so we have to make sure that a get will be written, that she shouldn't believe in a guna. Like, layitnu, no. That's it. Zok taisvitz. Mekarin lem niyocholot, peish bekuntres, mesarti. That we go and make lines, indentations. So Taisa says, if a person makes indentations, that's also called a ksive. You're writing al gabi tavla, which was through engraving in the tavla. A pinkis used to have shave, and they used to go, they used to have wax, and used to engrave in the wax. So Memela, so Taisa has a big problem over here. So there's a problem of ksav al gabi ksav. That means you're writing, it's already written, shleime ben berl, that was the eight, that was written already, through indentations. And now you're writing over it, shleime ben berl. So it's ksav al gabi ksav. And we'll see ksav al gabi ksav doesn't ever, the second ksav doesn't ever tell us ksav. So we have a problem. That's a viskashi. The ain kan ksive gemure. So Taisa says there's no real ksive with the indentations. So Taisa says it's not, they didn't write out fully the whole name. They just was enough of a reshime that the Edom should be able to figure out how to write a shin, how to write a lamed. But al kapanim, there's no sheen written, there was no lamed written. So memele, so it's not ksav al gabi ksav. There was no ksav tachte. Teretz number one. Va'oit, then Taisa says another teretz. Da'filu diyoy al gabi sikre, chshiva lekamon beperik beis, ksav linyin Shabbos. That gabi Shabbos, with the kois of diyaraisa, if the first ksav, that means if I have a paper that was written on the paper in red ink, shloime, and I go and I write over this red ink with black ink, I write over the red ink, shloime, so the Gemara says, D'yoy al gabe sikhas kol ha-koysev l'inyin Shabbos. Therefore, D'yoy al gabe sikhas shiva l'kama b'perik beis ksav l'inyin Shabbos. Afalpi Shasikra Levada Hiksav. Here I don't think it was Lomdus Chakikes or Teirus Kibbe. There was Mamish written in Ver Ing Shleime. And I write over the Shleime Nachamo Shleime. So we see, so it seems Taisus wants to say, so this isn't worse than Diyay Al Gabi Sikra. This isn't worse than Diyay Al Gabi Sikra. Rabbeinu Hanan will pay it. No, but Avaloshin Mekarin Lemash Mekeperish Akuntarish. Avalay Lemeima Misartin. That means the terminology of the Gemara is not too good. The Gemara says, Koirin, Karin, that means you tear. Not you tear, you make indentations, you make lines. Avalay Lemeima Misartin. Rabbeinu Hanan will pay it. So the Ben Chananel said another pshat. Sheloichin niyor cholok. You take a second piece of paper. Umekarin olav shemus ha'edim me'eva le'eva. And you cut out oisius on the second piece of paper. Like we have stencils that are cut out oisius. And so on that piece of paper we write Shleime, we cut out Shleime. Me'eva le'eva, umasimen oise aklav shaget kosu boy. And now you put this over the get. Uboy ne'edim amamalen es akroyim dioy. So now they know how to write because they have a stencil. The stencil guides them how to write, so they'll write Shleime ben Berl. And because of this stencil that was put over the get. V'nikeres haksiva al gabi haget. Now, on the get, you could, the ksiva. V'nikeres haksiva. V'irishalmi porech, v'loiksav rishoinehu. V'irishalmi asks on this, v'loiksav rishoinehu. Now, I just like, we won't have time tonight to speak about this, but the Motchai in the second Perek, said pshat in the Yerushalmi's Kashe, like Ksav Rishaynehu, that the Yerushalmi means to ask Taisvis Kashe, it is Ksav Agabi Ksav. That means the Yerushalmi learned, like Rashi, that Mekaren means that you make indentations, and the Yerushalmi Yesakashe, by the Ksav, there's the first Ksav already. So Memele, so how does this Ksav help? It's Ksav Agabi Ksav. But Al Kaponim, Taisvis did not want to learn like that Pshat in Yerushalmi, because Taisvis says that that's the Pshat Mekarim. So Taisvis had to say Perish. So he had to explain what the Yerushalmi's Kashe is. It's not shayach to be mekayim the get. So what is pshat in the kasha? We have to understand what's pshat in the kasha. So he can't be mekayim the get. Because then he won't be mekayim the get. What's the kasha? So you'll call the eidim. He can't be mekayim it. He can't be mekayim. So, others want to, Hamashivin wanted to say that, the kasha was, if it's speaking about the Zaydim Mesire, so Memela, so the whole purpose of the Eidach Sime is to, the whole purpose of the, no, we pass, we have Eidach Sime, so the Eidim Mesire Kasi, so the whole purpose of the Eidach Sime is, that if the Eidim Mesira die, you'll have Eidach Sime. So what did you accomplish? You don't have Eidach Sime either, because you gave me Mekayim Eidach Sime. Because there's no handwriting of the Eidim Achsume. The Nesiva says in an old that the Kasha is, it's a Ein Lecha Ksav Sheyochel Lezayif Godol Mizeb. That means that if you're using a stencil for Chsimis Eidim, so there's no proof at all that Eidim Chasmet, that means Afilu that the Reis of the Kedin of Eidim Achsumim Al Ashtar Nasik Mishenach Kedusna Bebezner, because the Lechotza finished Lus Yufay, But over here, you're taking a stencil and filling in the stencil, please. So So the Yerushalmi answers, that means when they made the stencil, they made a big aleph. But we tell the person who's signing his name Avram, don't fill in all the spaces. This aleph is only made as a guide for you to show you where to go and what to do. But you fill in the way you want to fill it in. So Memela, so each person has his own unique handwriting, even though he's being guided by a stencil, but he still has his own unique handwriting, so it's actually Skyim, and that's Pshat in the Yerushalmi Tereh.